So the tax position of a group must be viewed as a whole, because each individual component is likely to be really different from each other. And each component might be in different tax jurisdictions, and the auditor just has to be aware of the differences. Also, the calculation of deferred tax and group relief must be reviewed, and the auditors must always be on alert to the use of group companies as part of tax avoidance schemes. On to related parties, remember directors have a responsibility to identify these and to disclose the transactions, and the auditor must consider whether that's been done correctly, because under ISA 550, related parties, group undertakings are all assumed to be related. So, you know, when you're dealing with this, you've got to pick out all the transactions between the parent and the subsidiary, etc. Exempt from disclosure, of course, are the intergroup transactions, as they're eliminated on consolidation.